Welcome to the Ayerdi Farmhouse and to another devotional of the Thinking Through the Scriptures series. And today I'd like to focus in on Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. God is always doing more than we think. Ephesians 3:20 gives us that truth as well. And this story definitely does. Chapter 2, verse 1 of Joshua and says, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go, view the land, even Jericho.' And they went, came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there." We know the story as the Israelites are about to go into Canaan. First huge city in front of them is Jericho, and these spies go there. Well, the report from the spies back to Joshua, and I'm sure the leaders of the military, was that the Jericho was in terror of the Jews. They had heard all about what God had done in Egypt. 40 years he had preserved this huge bunch of people that was out in front of them in the valley on the other side of Jericho. And so undoubtedly there was a psychological advantage, and it was a strong boost to the morale of the military leaders there, the Israeli army. But the Bible does not really give it major importance. Their espionage adventure was a success, but as the story unfolds, that almost doesn't even get referred to. And we find something showing up way more significant than the military information that they got. So from being just an exciting adventure with some information, the spies' trek there became a piece in the grand mosaic of the Redeemer story, and actually gives us tremendous teaching on the love of God, His wisdom, His sovereignty over every detail, and His generosity. There's much to learn about God in this story, completely apart from all of the military parts of it. It was because of their stealth mission that a miserable harlot named Rahab was located and identified. Now, Rahab was part of a pagan and perverted culture, and she was not happy. She was miserable. She had heard about Jehovah, about the great works, like we said, of what he had done in Egypt and how he had brought them through the Red Sea. She knew about his care for that nation of Israel. And in her heart, she longed to be a part of it. But you talk about an impossible dream. I wonder how much she actually thought about that. But one thing's for sure, she had no idea that God was listening in on her thoughts. And he sent the spies right to her door. As a result, she came to know Jehovah and then married into the very nation of Israel. Yeah, what is that? That's incredible. Her soul was saved and her life's filthy occupation changed forever. Not only did she become an ancestor of King David, something not many women had the privilege of being, but from that lofty place of honor, she actually became family to the Messiah. Well, could the spies have known this? Could they have had any idea as they were, going through that tense trip and then hiding? I mean, they were not thinking at all about Rahab and her soul and anything. No, they were completely involved in their mission and being faithful in it. They had no idea that God was doing something beautiful. And that's the point. Of course they could. They had no idea. and neither do we. We hardly ever know but just a little bit of what God's doing and what we have to do in front of us, just the little tasks and chores that we have. But if we are faithful in his service, we can be sure that he is fitting us into that magnificent story of grace, the one that spans through the centuries in ways far beyond our imagination. That grand story that only God sees and understands completely. The task we are doing may seem very dull and ungrand, if that's a word. But if it's God's will for us, whatever we do in his service, it's not a wasted effort. It's not a useless errand. He will turn our tiny bits of obedience into necessary fragments of his kingdom masterpiece. We will have a part in the glorious story of the ages. So, let's learn from the spies. They were just doing their job. They were being obedient as faithfully as they could, trying not to get caught by the enemy. And that's exactly what we should do. Be faithful, be obedient, and don't get caught and tripped up by the enemy. Be faithful to God, and he will incorporate us into that beautiful, marvelous story of grace. What a tremendous story this is about Rahab and even the spies and their part unknowingly. Let's pray. Dear Father, it should not be my goal in life to be great, but I do want to be greatly faithful and useful in your eternal plan. Help me to perform my assigned errands in your Spirit's power with enthusiasm, discipline, and gratitude. I praise you for using my tiny loaves of service to bless others in ways far beyond my knowledge. Amen.